So I'm here in the middle of the demonstration with some people having a banner saying London growers, soil not oil. What's your organization about and why are you in the streets of Copenhagen today?
Okay, we're community workers from the belly of the beast, from London. And we basically take on land in London, really difficult to get land in London, and turn that into productive food growing space because we believe that climate solutions are in people taking control themselves and the food system, and the food that we eat is a really important part of that solution. And taking control of that, working together in communities, taking land at the heart of capitalism in London and taking that land and turning it into food production, that's what we're about.
How many people are doing that in London?
It's growing, it's getting bigger. I mean, we're part of a workers' cooperative. They want to get 2,012 gardens in the next 2 years. That's a lot of food growers.
And how did you manage to get hold of land?
Some people take derelict land. Other people negotiate deals with local authority to get land that isn't being used anymore. Other people negotiate with housing estates. And some people use their local parks. You know, different strategies for different situations.
Could you briefly tell us a few words about why that is a strategy against climate change?
I think strategies against climate change do involve people taking control of their own lives again. I think supermarkets and big food business is one of the biggest climate polluters and one of the biggest problems, food. Actually bringing all of us closer to the food that we eat, so there's no longer food miles involved, but also closer to sustainable methods of production, so producing it in ways that work with nature, not against nature. That's absolutely part of many, many different solutions in there.
Great. How do you feel about these days in Copenhagen, being in the street with all these people?
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny for us. Normally, we're like really small people doing small things in the soil in London, so it's a bit overwhelming in many ways. But it feels really good to see there's an international movement there, not just in East London, little pocket of East London. Yeah, it's great.